All right, welcome to the 8th episode of Charlie and Me. We have a very special podcast today. We have one of the newest finishers of the Boston Marathon because he was so far behind. we have some special guests today, and it's gonna be a fun one. Once again, I will ask if you aren't friends or family of Charlie and I, thank you. I don't know who you are. You don't know who we are. So I'm sure this is kind of fun for you. But
thrilling, just thrilling.
Thrilling. Super funny hearing two random roommates from college talk. Anyway, Charlie, I'm gonna go for my weekend update first because yours is probably gonna be like a million minutes long, or at least 4 hours long. Right?
Yeah, about 3 hours, 45 minutes or so.
All right, 3 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It snowed in Des Moines this week, just like every place else, so people that are probably listening, since we don't really have very many listeners in the South, I don't think. And it was gross. I stayed inside a lot. But Friday after work, I got the opportunity to play 18 holes of golf. Got all of them in. And then Saturday morning, it tornadoed and hailed and stuff, and then we got snow. It was the craziest week. We got all the seasons in one weekend. It was great. Welcome to Iowa. But yeah. So, Charlie, you wrapped up the marathon.
Yeah, made to the finish line. Made to the finish line. There was a couple moments of doubt in there, but I got there. I made it. Finished. It was one hell of a journey, a story. For those who don't know, it was really crappy weather, to say the least. Probably 35 degrees or so, winds 20, 25 miles, gusts up to like 30, 35 miles an hour. And raining cats and dogs. It was just sheets of rain coming horizontally in my face. Oh, yeah, because the wind was a headwind the whole way, the whole 26 miles. So... But it was an unbelievable experience. Despite all that, you know, the miserable conditions, I enjoyed every bit of it. First off, just being in Boston, never been to the East Coast, really. Boston's a great city. Would recommend going there for anyone who gets the chance.
What was your favorite historic portion of Boston? Because I love Boston. I'm a big fan. My mom took us out there when I was little, and we visited we walked the Freedom Trail. It was the summer. It was night or spring or summer, whatever, either way. It was super nice. And basically, we walked it with my three sisters. Everyone got really tired, and we ended up on the north end of Boston, where we basically just decided to stuff our face with cannolis and pasta and pizza. It was great. So that was my favorite part of Boston. Anyway, go ahead.
I didn't get to do too many of the touristy stuff, mainly because I didn't want to walk around too much on Sunday. The main day I had there to do that kind of stuff was on Sunday, and it was the day before a race, so I didn't want to be out too much. But I don't know. I got to see Fenway Park a little bit, and for me it was just a school, so I stayed right one block from Harvard, and so I did one of my morning shakeout run on Sunday morning through Harvard. And
what time was that at? Like 5 o'clock?
No, I think I went at 7 in the morning. But no, this is
was that the 2 hours before? Oh, the day before.
Yeah, sorry. On Sunday. So I, did a 15-minute slow jog day before, and I just did it through Harvard, and that was really cool, just seeing all the old buildings and stuff. Now I have official tour guide taking me through there and explaining everything, but it was just cool to see. And then a couple of my Uber drives went by MIT, so that was kind of cool just to be amongst the smartest people, but buildings I've just seen, iconic school buildings I've seen in, various parts of my life. And it was just the overall structure of the city was cool, and how none of the roads were straight just because the city's so old that they were all established before, the main, infrastructure systems.
Yeah.
Other newer cities, like Minneapolis is, relatively new compared to Boston.
Well, yeah.
certain areas. Like when I was running, I saw like you see all the different like towns you run through on your way into Boston. And one of them was like, I'm gonna say it's like Newton, I think it was.
It's definitely
Newton. Well, it was one of them, but I'm trying to remember exact side. But it was like Newton established in like 1635, and it's just like, wow, that's old. And so it's pretty cool. That and then like running through the on the race mile 25, you saw like the big Cisco sign right next to Fenway.
You mean Chitco?
No, Cisco.
Sitco. It's Sitco.
Sitco, like I said.
Cisco's not the same.
I saw that big sign anyway. Obviously, I wasn't paying too much attention to it, but like it was just stuff, things that stood out to me, or like stuff like that. Obviously, the girls at Wesleyan, they're very, very cool. It's like the halfway point.
The girls at Wesleyan?
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. Go on.
Intrigued. Ah, it was just, they've, it's just like at the halfway point, and for you guys who don't know, it's like a big holiday, so no one has school, no one has to work, so everyone's out. So they're all out.
Well, because half the town's shut down anyway, because you got a freaking marathon going through it.
Yeah.
A parade.
Yeah, so they all line the course. And they're all holding like signs like "Kiss me if you hate Trump" or "Kiss me, my boyfriend's out of abroad," or just like various signs. But they're just going crazy and gives a very nice little uplifting. It makes you feel lighter on your feet for like 10 seconds of running by.
I'm intrigued as to who you kissed, because it seems like they all had kissing signs. Did you like put your snotty nose in their face?
No, I just had to save them that disgrace because I had snot drooling all over for sure.
I didn't even run the Boston Marathon this weekend, and I have snot everywhere. I have a cold just as well, so. But yeah, I feel just like you today. I feel like I'm playing a little hurt.
I mean, I just sent you a video of me trying to walk down some stairs, and I couldn't do it. So I literally turned around and had to go backwards because I can't. I have no control of my quads right now.
That's pretty awesome. Did you have to use both rails?
Well, I can only reach one of them, so I was two-handing that one rail.
Okay. Sure. So you had to use two hands at least. We should get you one of those chairs that
those like easy lift chairs.
Yeah, easy lift chairs, so you can just take it like up your stairs. That'd be cool.
I had a on a flight home, I had to go to a different terminal, and the only way to get there is like through a bus that like drove
on the tarmac.
On the tarmac, and so you have to go down the stairs to get there.
Oh no.
There's another guy who ran the marathon in front of me. That guy just looked at him. He kind of looked at me. We had the nonverbal, like, oh man, look, like, this is gonna suck. And we're just like, both just extreme waddling down the stairs. And then we had to go up the stairs on the way back.
Oh.
Up the stairs is more doable, but it still hurts. Down, because, like, down you can't control. So, like, you can either go for it and you just can't stop.
Yeah.
And so you just fly down. Or, like, you just have to, like, go backwards and, like, take it, like, one, like, you know, you're taking one stair at a time type thing. But yeah, going up was a little better. But that's awesome. we had that look in each other's eyes where it's like, oh god.
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
I love
it. It was a hell of a weekend, that's for sure. It was amazing.
I'm sure we'll hear more about it here in a little bit, but that sounds great. It sounds like a great that I can't walk that you can't walk down steps now. That sounds
it's gonna be real fun going to work tomorrow.
It was fun for me on Monday too, so fuck you. We got Drake Relays coming up here, February 27th to the 29th. Well, 26th to the 29th, 25th. I don't know. It's that entire week, so.
It's on.
the official Grant, or Charlie and me. Ooh, wow! Almost fucked up our podcast name right there. The official Charlie.
I did all that plugging it this weekend. Oh, another quick story. I gotta tell this story. So, where it's like 6 in the morning, we're on the buses that take us from the finish line to the start line. And me and a couple guys are just talking, passing time. And then we kind of got talking about the podcast and our website. And then I like noticed the bus is just dead silent, except for me and my buddy who are talking. And so I kind of pipe up a little louder than normal and go, yeah, so go check out our website at charlieandme.org. So.
You should have tattooed it on your arm or something so that people would have seen it when you ran. Or like maybe we should have made you a singlet. We should have sponsored your race.
We should have. That's on you.
Technically we did because you paid for it. So.
Yeah, but
this is some sort of a marriage. technically you paid for it, and we should.
So everything I spend is part yours, and everything you spend is part mine.
Yeah, it works for me. The divorce will be ugly, but
we'll be one of the couples that makes it.
Always. Yeah. So Drake Relays. Anyone who wants to make it down? We got places and beer, and maybe a little wine, a little vino. I just got some free tickets for Friday morning from work.
So, I'll be working, so.
Yeah, well, you won't. We'll get you out of work. but, yeah, so Drake Relays is coming up, and we look forward to having everyone there. Now we have our friendly update. We have a good guest, a great guest of the show, faster than Charlie in a Boston Marathon setting, Adam Brandt. Good friend of the show. He ran on the team with us, was better than both of us at cross country. I like to have it as a qualifier in there.
just cross country.
Well, yeah, I said at cross country.
Yeah, not middle distance.
yeah, we'll leave that out. But yeah, Adam, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you on, Charlie and me.
Thank you.
All right, Adam, first question. What is your favorite story that involves Grant and I?
Favorite story that involves one of the first nights I met Charlie.
A bunch of people have heard this one already, but I like it.
I want your perspective of it. People heard it already? We want your perspective of it. Lay it on us.
We went to a hockey party and Grant drank some Admiral Nelson's.
The details are impeccable.
Yep. And the next day when we came home, his jaw hurt a lot and he couldn't remember why. So
I had a tough time eating with a fork the next day.
We were sitting at breakfast in the View, and you're trying to eat a bowl of cereal, and like you get the spoon up to your mouth, and you're like, wow, my jaw's kind of sore. I can't really eat this too well.
It's like, we were like, do you remember why your jaw's sore?
That I did not. I had no clue why my jaw was too sore, but that was a good one. We've told that story before.
Episode number one.
That was our first podcast. That's what we talked about, and I'm glad that you brought it up again because I don't think that story is ever going to die.
No. Oh, that was great.
So Adam, you work for Best Buy now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what's your daily life now that you don't have to train for a marathon for a while? Lots of beer.
Wake up, still run 4 easy miles, and then go to work, and then come home, and I suppose I don't have to train for a marathon anymore, so I don't know what I'll do. Sign up for another one.
Jeez. Did you run 4 miles this morning?
Nope, I haven't run since.
I can't even walk at a normal pace. I don't know. How sore are you?
I think it's better if you keep moving.
That part is true.
Yeah. I'll probably try to run tomorrow, like 2 miles. We'll see.
Oh. Charlie, I don't think Charlie's not going to run for another like 3 months.
I mean, yeah. I was thinking about maybe biking this week at some point, but I'm not running anytime soon.
For those of us who know you, Adam, we know you're a very particular man. You like everything a certain way, which isn't a bad thing. I'm not picking on you at all. I think that's a good thing. But we want to know, what do you think your biggest pet peeve is?
What's my biggest pet peeve?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really OCD, like anal retentive. Like everything has to have a place and be in a place. But I don't care if it's other people's stuff. Only my stuff. It has to be like in a place. loud eating. I hate loud eating.
Oh,
that's a good one. I hate it too.
We had some fun times at LGC with loud eaters.
Oh, did we ever? We hate loud eaters. I went to a movie, The Quiet Place, and when you're at that movie, you can't even eat popcorn because it's so quiet. Literally, that's how quiet. So I felt like a loud eater the whole time. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, popcorn. You gotta go to the box candy.
Yeah, well, that would have been even louder. So I digress. All right, we'll get into the real fun ones here for you, Adam.
Yeah.
We want to hear all about your marathon experience as it compares to everything else in life. It sounded like it was miserable. I was watching it. I followed you guys on the Boston Athletic Association's app and stuff. You did great. You dropped Charlie in the dust. That was fun to see.
Oh, man. That was great.
But,
yeah. I was like, Adam, go get it.
There comes a time in every man's life when the other man must go along. tell us about Boston. Let's hear about it.
Well, first of all, I think it was impressive that I even could find Charlie.
It was a fluke.
At the beginning, in the wave one with 7,500 people, I mean, the field of just wave one alone is bigger than grandma's.
Yeah.
And somehow I found him in the corral, and then we spent 10 miles together. I don't know. I think Charlie, like the first, I mean, we were pretty dry and warm to start the race because, you know, you spent a couple hours beforehand in the Athletes Village, and I saw quite a few people that weren't even prepared or anything, that didn't have sweatpants on and were freezing for 2 hours beforehand. But I think the first, like, probably almost 10 miles were not that awful. And then that's when, like, the sheets of rain and the 40-mile-an-hour wind hit after that. And I don't know, I think I lost Charlie probably around the half. No, we went through Wellesley together, so...
That was 12. I think it was right around the half, like 13-mile mark. I think you left me like 12 and a half or so.
Yeah, and then from there, like, till at least 20, I mean, I felt like it passed, as awful as it was, it passed quickly because I just had my head down.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I missed mile markers because my head was literally just down with in the rain.
You had to just, it was like the definition of a grind, that race. You just had to put your head down and bury yourself.
Yep.
I was watching go ahead.
Well, I would never miss the 5K tracking mats, but I definitely missed, like, mile markers.
Yeah, I know what you mean on that one. You just had to, you just couldn't look up because you'd get doused even more than you already were.
I was watching the women's leader come in, Linden. Was that her last name?
Des
Linden. And she, like, right as she turned to go on to the final stretch with Boss, what's it, Boss?
Boylson.
Right as she turned to go on there, it was just sheets of rain coming down at a time, and it just looked disgusting. Like, I wouldn't be outside even if I wasn't running.
And that was cool part, because there were still so many people out there for the entire race, even though there were sheets of rain. Like, they were probably at worst because they were just standing there, we were at least moving.
Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
The elite woman runner, she never even shed her windbreaker.
Yeah.
I know. I saw that. Oh.
I wish I would have wore one.
If you want a testament to how bad it was, like, the elite woman runner never even shed her, that one never shed her windbreaker the whole way. And you never see that.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Hypothermia was, like, a legit thing.
And Galen dropped
at the end.
My buddy got pulled off the course because his core temperature was down to 93 degrees.
Yeah.
And so they pulled him off when it let him finish.
Real cold-hearted.
You come across a med tent, and there'd be people that had fallen off the wrong side of the course from the med tent. There'd be, like, people there in, like, the high visibility jacket, like, crossing them across the street.
Yeah.
Through the pack of people, the runners. And so every time I got to a med tent, I was like, oh, I don't want to see it. I don't want to know who went down or who many, you know, was down.
It was, ugh.
So now it just sounds like you guys spent a weekend in a cold hell. It sounded cool until now.
It's the glory, not the glory, but, like, it's the pride that goes with it that you finished. It's just it's a cool story, good feeling. It makes you feel good, like, that you accomplished something.
Yeah.
It's the runner's high, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll try to do it sometime, just not yet.
It'll be the worst Boston for the next 20, 30 years. So
that was the coldest probably. One in the last 30 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Darn global warming. Just kidding. Weather and global warming have nothing to do with each other. I know. I'm not an idiot.
I don't know. Adam, what was the highlight of your Boston trip besides anything that had to do with running?
I saw Sox play on Sunday at Fenway. It was like 32 degrees.
At least it wasn't raining, or it was so snowing.
It was the second coldest thing I did all weekend.
Yeah.
I love that park. Beautiful park.
Yeah. I mean, and it was one Boston Day, too, so they did the whole thing for one Boston Day 5 years later after the bombing, so that's pretty cool.
This is our fucking city!
Big Poppy. Yeah, that was, going off that, just seeing how much the city still rallies behind that. I know it was like the 5 year anniversary, so it was like one of those like notable years, but it was still cool to see how even now that the city still bands together so much. And like one of my like favorite parts of my trip was going to the finish line the day before and going out and checking out the memorial and just realizing how close, and like it just made it so much more real. It was like right there on the finish line. It was crazy.
And the 9,500 volunteers still came out and just stood there, not even running.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I've never seen so many. I didn't even know New England had that many police officers in New England.
It was
along the course.
The whole route was lined with them. It was cool. Yeah. It was very cool.
Unbelievable. So many of them.
Yeah. And, like, every volunteer that I came across was just so thrilled to be there. Like, genuinely thrilled. Like, go get him, good luck, you're going to do amazing as we're walking at, you know, 9 in the morning to the start line. Yep. And yeah, she just has to sit there and take this weather, and she's just so genuinely excited for everyone who's there. It makes you feel like the world's, you know, still a good place, that there's still happiness in the world. Yeah.
That's something I hope to find someday. I find it in my dogs, my parents' dogs. They seem pretty happy.
Yeah.
So Adam, we're coming to the final little portion we have of our friendly update here, but I think we all know Charlie's not the best speller. And so what we usually do is we have a little spelling bee between our guest, you versus Charlie. Are you game for that?
Okay, yeah, I'll try.
Oh, you'll try.
Oh, bring it on. No cheating, by
so
the way.
So the rules breakdown is I'll ask Charlie a question, and if Charlie gets it wrong, you can then try to spell it correctly, and then I'll ask you a question. If you get it wrong, Charlie can ask it correctly or try to answer it correctly. And if that comes out even, you guys tie right there. We have an overtime where I ask you each a specific word, and then the winner walks away after that. How's that sound?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Charlie, we'll start with you here.
Okie dokie.
Your word is astonishment.
Astonishment, right? Astonishment. Astonishment. Astonish. A-S-T-O-N-I-S-H-M-E-N-T.
Ooh. Congrats. That was good. Yeah, he's right.
Woohoo!
All right. Adam, you ready?
Yep.
Yours is – I hope you can get this one. Yours is triumph.
T-R-I-U-M-P-H?
Correct.
I had that one golden to steal if you didn't get that one.
I know. You're lucky. I really want Adam to win this one. I'm going to be honest with you.
You want every guest to win.
Yeah, why not? All right. Adam, since you went last, you go first in overtime here. Are you ready? Enthusiasm. I have enthusiasm for you to win. Enthusiasm.
It's rigged.
E-N-T-H-U-A-S-M-E-N-T.
Grant?
Were you spelling enthusiasm or enthusiastic?
Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm.
Yeah, I think you spelled enthusiastic. Because you ended it in a T.
Oh.
That counts. I made this mistake earlier.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Adam. That's not right. You did spell the wrong word.
A couple spelling bees ago, I did spell the wrong word, and it counted against me. I did cartographer versus cartography.
Yeah, he messed that up pretty bad. It was pretty embarrassing. All right. Charlie, okay. Your word is extraordinary.
Extraordinary?
Yeah.
Funny story about this one.
Don't start on tangents because you didn't spell the wrong word.
I already have it spelled. I send this word in text a lot this weekend, so we'll see if I can't spell it right now without a spell check. Extraordinary. Extraordinary.
No, you forgot an A.
Extraordinary. Dang it. Damn, another freaking tie.
This is a really awkward tie. Hey, Adam, if you can spell this word right, you win. Ready?
Yep.
Parents.
Nope. I feel cheated.
Like the city of France?
No, parents. Parents. No. Like you have two parents.
Oh, okay. See, I wanted to double check before I spelled the wrong word.
There you go.
P-A-R-E-N-T-S.
Correct. Congratulations. You are a spelling bee champion of Charlie Me. Shirt's in the mail. So,
I feel cheated.
I mailed it before the show. What can I say? But we appreciate you coming on tonight, and congratulations on it. What was your final time in the marathon?
3:05:09.
Congratulations. Wow. That's awesome. That's not an easy feat, especially on that conditions. Yeah.
Major props to you. Major props to you.
But, well, thanks, Charlie, too, for hanging out with me for, you know, half the race.
Yeah, no, my first half of the race was very enjoyable. I enjoyed every minute of that.
I think everyone's was.
Yeah. The hills definitely caught up to me, the weather. But, yeah, no, it was just a blast. The whole experience was great, and I'm glad I was able to spend half the distance, not quite half the time, with you.
Yep.
Well, thanks for coming on, Adam, and we'll catch you when we're back up in the cities.
Yep.
All right, Adam.
Or I'll see you at Drake Relays.
Yeah, Drake Relays weekend.
He's coming down.
That's right. We got a party. Saturday. You going to be there?
Yes. Yeah, I will be.
Put it in the books.
We're having a party for Charlie and Me podcast. It's going to be a sponsored party. You got to be there.
Grant's parents' house.
Awesome.
All right, Adam. Thanks for coming on.
Yep. Thanks.
Bye. That was Adam Brandt, probably one of the fastest marathoners we've had in this podcast, right, Charlie?
Yeah. Well, he at Grandma's, I think he ran 2:53-ish.
So is that faster than you?
Yeah, I mean, still faster than me. Both his times have been faster than my times.
So yeah, fastest marathon we've ever had on.
Yep.
Anyway, we'll jump right in a couple segments here, and we'll let everyone on their way. This one might be a little longer than normal, Charlie and Me, maybe 5 minutes long, but I'll make Charlie talk faster stories. So we'll start with a couple sibling stories. Charlie,
alrighty.
What do you got?
Just a classic. When you have an older sibling, they get their license, and you're dependent on them driving you to school, and you're sitting there and they're still dilly-dallying in the morning, and you're like, hey, we're gonna be late, and they're like just waking up and rolling out of bed at the very last minute when you have to get to school. So that, and in the summer when my sister first got her license,
did you do a bicycle?
It's West Des Moines, man. I was too far away from anything.
Oh, bullshit. Aren't you like 2 miles from school?
Not when I was okay. Yeah. No, I rode my bike to practice in the summer, but it's going to school in the winter and stuff. Yeah,
you wouldn't want to freeze.
I wouldn't. I've been through that.
No, I understand that. I had three sisters. It's always fun being on time. But yep. I have a little bit of a sibling story based on wedgies. Everyone gets them. Everyone's gotten them from their siblings.
I've never got a good wedgie. I've never had a wedgie before.
Well, when am I coming into Chicago next? So my sister decided – I was still small-ish, so I don't know, probably like, you know, like senior year of high school or something. No, I'm just kidding. We were getting wedgies, and my sister basically ripped my favorite pair of underpants off of me.
Poor Grant.
It was the most ridiculous wedgie. She lifted me off my feet, and I got a wedgie. It was unbelievable. I didn't know it was possible. But yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of slides into a little guy talk, though.
Stuff. Guy stuff. What do you got? What's your guy stuff for the week, Grant?
Mine you know, I labeled it as cheaping out on others, but I think that's a poor way of putting it. I think it's providing more for others. So basically, when you go to the, you know, you're having people over on a Saturday night, and you go and you pick out like a six pack of like some frou-frou nice beer, and then you get like a 30 pack of Natty Light because, you know, you want to make sure you have some for other people too. It's like a guy thing, you know, you're like, well, you know, I want to drink this, but maybe some other people will want something too. So here's, it makes it sound more generous than it actually is. It's really like, yeah, they can drink the shit and I'll drink this, but you know, little guy stuff there. Why not?
Yeah, I definitely understand that. Mine is the classic sniff test, you know?
Your boss? Going...
not quite. Wake up in the morning, you realize you haven't done laundry in a while, so you go around, sniff all your clothes, and see which one still smells the most fresh. And that's what you wore that day.
That's every morning for me.
Can't say the same. I'm actually decent at doing laundry, but I definitely went through my phase. Definitely went through my phase. Where I was not doing laundry that frequently, and I would go around the sniff test every morning.
I don't remember the last time I, like, washed my work shirts.
I dry clean mine.
Wow, you're fancy.
Every 2 weeks.
That's fancy. I couldn't do that. But, yeah, unbelievable. So, I think we're just going to slide into some quotes here and wrap her up. What do you got for quotes today,
Chuck? I got a quote from Newt Gingrich.
Nice.
It is, perseverance is the hard work you do after you get tired of doing the hard work you already did.
You know who Newt Gingrich is, right?
Yeah, he's a politician.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
Not a complete idiot.
You never know. I don't know. Some people would just quote Newt Gingrich and not quote know who it is.
No. I feel like that
Can you repeat that, though? Because that quote sounds like it's talking in a circle.
It is. Perseverance is the hard work you do after you get tired of doing the hard work you already did. So it's, you know, doing something till you get tired and then persevering to go beyond that initial.
Not to be like political or anything. It just kind of sounds like Congress does things too many times.
I mean, if you take it that route, yeah. But I was, you know, going more off my experiences of yesterday where my second half of the race was 45 minutes longer than my first half.
Yeah, well, you were right on pace, so.
Yeah, I was right where I wanted to be, right in the zone where I was going to finish.
Right in the zone.
So what do you got for us today, Grant?
Mine is from Theodore Adorno, and it is, he who has laughter on his side He who Rewind. Has laughter on his side has no need of proof.
Sure.
I think ours fit well together today.
I don't know about that one.
I like it. I like
it. It's an abstract use of words.
I'm a big laughter guy.
I mean, I enjoy laughter, but like, I don't know. My brain goes to automatically more technical sides of things, and
all right.
That doesn't quite hold up. But
yeah.
That's just my life.
I digress.
Exactly. All right, folks. That's all we got for this week. Grant wants to send him off.
Well, we argued about this last time. Who has to send him off every time?
I was on a roll last time, though. Last time I had it going, and then you just, like, took over my final words.
Yeah.
I was not ready for it this time.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. If you're not our family or friends, thank you for making it this far into the 33 minutes of this. And we'll see you next week.
Yep. Have a good weekend, everyone. Or week. Wow.
Deuces.